Well, we've been grappling for decades in this city with what to do about people who are homeless, and there have been sparks over the years. You remember Kevin Rudd? Remember Kevin Rudd promised he was going to do something about the homelessness when he became Prime Minister? So we've had a lot of heroic attempts to do something. We've now got the situation very much in the spotlight in Belmore Park, this public park opposite Central Railway Station. It's been an area where homeless people go for a while, but now it's turned into a tent city. And the Telegraph says the City of Sydney is paying $185,000 for private security guards. And this makes sense because you've got drug-fueled violence in this park's tent city. And in the paper today, they are saying that dozens of homeless people live in squalid tents in the park. There's drugs and grog fueling frequent clashes. So what do you do about this? What action do you take?
Well, you talked about some heroic attempts over the years. Well, a lot of would-be heroic attempts, which I think we've just been thrown in the bin because it's too hard, because essentially this is an issue where everyone just wants to look away. No one wants to really tackle it because it is too hard, and it's quite possible there is no real solution to it.
This, of course, comes under the umbrella of the City of Sydney. Angela Vithulkis is one of the best-known councillors in the City of Sydney. She also owns the cafe on George Street there, so I'm guessing she'd see homelessness in the centre of the city. She's one of the people who has to try and work out what to do about all of this. She's on the line. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Angela. Now, ratepayers are forking out $185,000, almost $200,000, just for security guards in a public park. There's got to be something wrong with that, doesn't there?
Yeah, look, this is a really sticky situation, and that's been going on for a long time. And you know, you guys are absolutely right. You made a brief comment that this could be a situation that doesn't seem to be any real solution to right now. Government departments have been coming together for, I think, the past 18 months to try and fix this delicately, and being considerate that they are people there and what their mental health needs are or their homeless needs are, their different age needs, but it's certainly not down to one single issue. And it's a global problem. Every big city in the world has these kind of pockets.
We've essentially got a slum city emerging now, haven't we, within the City of Sydney?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that, and I would remind people, last time there was a big move on at Wentworth Park where government departments and the city got involved to move people on with the police. There was a massive outrage by the media and the community about that. I'm not sure if you remember, but there was all of those, that negative media about, oh, you're interfering with the people and they've got every right to be there. So it's a delicate balance on trying to keep the safety for people in the park who have the right to walk through and enjoy it, and then unfortunately those people who feel that that's their new community. You know, you've got mental health issues, you've got drug issues, you've got abuse issues. It's just not easy, especially when state government is hacking back budgets on some of those welfare departments.
But you also can't have a major public park in the centre of one of the biggest cities in the world, right next to the biggest public train station, and allow these people to sort of run rampant, can you?
Then why don't the laws change so we can move them on?
Is that the problem, that you can't move them on?
Well, the city can't move them on as rangers. We don't have, and the police have the rights and the law protecting them to do something, but as local government, we don't. We can try and help them, we can try and provide resources in some way, but that's not what local government does. It's a state government.
So the way the law is structured, if someone is sitting in the park and they might put a shelter over themselves, yeah, legally, you'd just be basically telling them, you'd be hauling them out of that park, which is their right to be there. Is that the legal argument there?
So it's a public space.
So how do you structure a law that says this person can be removed from the park?
We can't even move beggars on. You guys know that. There's a guy out the front of Myers that's been there as long as I can remember in the city, and my memory goes back decades. And, you know, I'm surprised every week that he just stays there.
But there are laws against being a public nuisance. There are laws against urinating in public.
Yeah, there are laws. And how many times are they enforced?
Well, have you made official requests on behalf of the City of Sydney for the New South Wales Police to take a firmer hand on this?
Lots of requests have been made, and I think everybody's very scared on appearing to do the wrong thing publicly or taking advantage of people who just are in a bad state. I mean, I understand that this is an awful situation. These are our public parks. They should be free and safe and open to everybody.
Exactly. I mean, this has become a festering sore for Sydney, hasn't it?
We can't go in there like an army at war and treat our people that way. There has to be a better way. And the security guards are there to ensure safety overall. But it really is a matter of the police having to take a firmer hand and the other state governments coming in and supplying those resources for these people that have nowhere else to go.
If I was younger and my kids were younger, I wouldn't walk through that park with them right now, even during the middle of the day. We got reports that people are being accosted by some of these mentally ill people.
Then why aren't the police jumping in if there are assault matters?
Well, why do you think they've failed to act so far?
It's a bad PR move from politicians and police. I mean, it'll be the front page on the Telegraph in 5 seconds if police are in there packing up the homeless.
Where are they going to take them? Where could they take them? Isn't that the problem?
Just it. Where are they going to go? Where is the alternative for them? Because a lot of them have issues that aren't going to be dealt with in temporary accommodation, and that's what it is. They're going to be moved on to something temporary, and then what, guys?
That's
the problem.
Well, someone at state government level is going to have to stand up and take responsibility for this.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Angela. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Angela Vithulkas, Sydney City Councillor. I've got some thoughts on that. Look, in the end, people have been grappling with this for a very long time. And if you think you've got an answer, give us a call. Let us know. 13 13 32. Ken, hello.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, look, I think the Mental Health Act needs to be changed. They did change it years ago where people like this could be put into a place like the Gladesville and that, where they're looked after. But now the only way they can get somebody into the mental health is if they're a danger to themselves or other people. Now, they have to be a very proven danger. So this guy, you see, walking around aimlessly pushing like shopping trolleys full of rubbish and that, they can't put them in there for help. Because the Mental Health Act doesn't
cover it.
No leverage to get them in there.
So you there you go. Thank you, Kent. I mean, there it is.
We've just made it too hard. We've made it too hard, haven't we? Since the 1980s, we have made it so hard for us to make sure that the city is clean and safe, not only for everyone, but particularly for those people who are suffering some sort of illness.
Are there any major cities that don't have this problem? Wouldn't be many, would there?
No, but not often. Not often do you see a tent city burgeoning like the one we've got here in Belmore Park right now. That's the big issue. And it needs to be addressed because it's right next to Central Station.